Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of The Theater Talk. Now, don't lose your head, but I'm not kidding when I say that I was able to have the pleasure to talk to Andrea Macassette. Now, you may know Andrea as she stars as Anne Boleyn in Six on Broadway. In the interview, I got to ask her about how she started out in theater, what being in Six was like, and how the Broadway shutdown and the pandemic has affected her. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Hi!
Hi! Is it Alina or?
It's Alina.
Alina. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that I was pronouncing it right.
It's okay. This is my podcast.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited.
So yeah, me too.
Are we going to be mainly doing like a podcast interview or will you be singing? I just wanted to.
Oh, like a podcast interview.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, we can get started.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Okay. Well, how are you today?
Today, I'm good. I feel a little like not out of sorts, but I feel like I'm being, you know, just like tugged in different directions in terms of just like where my interests are right now. So I feel I feel good, and I also feel, like, nervous, and I feel, like there's a lot of open opportunity. That's what I feel today.
Cool. That's a really good answer.
Yeah. How are you feeling today?
I am super excited. yeah.
That's great. How long have you been doing this podcast for?
I started, I think, towards, like, the middle of July.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, do you mind telling some of the listeners a bit about yourself?
Yeah. My name is Andrea Macassette. I was born and raised in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I am Filipino, and I play Anne Boleyn on Broadway in Six the Musical.
Cool. Yeah. So with our first question, how did you start out in theater, kind of like get into it?
Well, I was singing and dancing since I was little, and I was introduced to theater just through the extracurricular activities that I was already partaking in. So musical theater lessons came with, you know, my dance classes. And then, with all of that, I started watching shows, and that's kind of when I was introduced to it. And my mom entered me in a lot of, like, singing competitions that required me to be, like, on stage. And then we saw postings for, like, community theaters looking for, you know, at the time, a child for the children's chorus. And that's what kind of introduced me into that whole world.
That's really cool, like, how you kind of start out with just, like, the singing competitions and kind of just, like, moved into it.
Yeah, I mean, singing and karaoke was and is still very, very big in my life because, I mean, karaoke is just a staple in a Filipino household.
Yeah.
So I grew up singing lots and lots of karaoke before, you know, really going into singing lessons and dancing lessons. Karaoke and singing competitions were my first intro to performing.
Amazing. So who were your inspirations when you were younger or even right now?
I mean, when I was younger, my mom had me singing like from the greats, you know. I was singing Celine Dion, I was singing Whitney Houston when I was eight to 12 years old. I was singing big, heavy hitting songs. And now I'm still inspired by the same women, and now there's a whole generation of artists that, you know, speak to me emotionally and vocally. Like right now I'm listening to Yeba over and over and over again because I can't get enough of her technique, and I'm just listening to it and just trying to mimic her because she sounds so amazing.
Cool. Yeah. I think, you know, for me, like definitely like my inspirations were like Broadway stars and like you and all these people.
Oh, thank you.
So kind of moving into what was probably around, not like more present day, I'll say. What was the audition process like for Six?
The audition for me was in two parts. The first being in Toronto, where it was an open call and they asked for 32 bars of a pop song. So I auditioned with Stone Cold by Demi Lovato. And my second song was Love on Top by Beyonce. And after that, there was a callback in Toronto, which was the following day. I did the callback where then they gave you the material to look over and present the next day. What was interesting about the callback was instead of, you know, going into a room with just you and the creative team, you actually went inside the room with everybody who was called back for that role. So you got to watch everybody sing the part, which was very interesting. And then it was the same process for part two of the final casting decision in Chicago a few weeks after my Toronto audition. So I flew to Chicago and I was the only person from the Toronto call to make it to the final cut in Chicago. And it was the same thing. So I got to see, you know, I got to see Brittany Mac and I got to see Sam and I got to see Anna all sing Don't Lose Your Head in front of me. And it was an amazing experience. I got to see all these inspiring women and just learn from them and see what they brought to the table, to the project. And the overall day was very long, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, I think like the interesting thing too is like Six is such like a female, like strong woman produced show.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Six. It's amazing. So how did you get into the character and kind of like mindset of Anne Boleyn and like create your own version of her?
Toby and Lucy are amazing. Like, they're amazing creatives, but they're also just amazing kick-ass human beings. And we, you know, I had imagined, you know, I have to, from what I've seen of Anne and how she was already presented, that's kind of like the mindset that I was going into. I was like, okay, well, now I have to be like the girl playing Anne Boleyn. And in my session, they totally stripped that and said, no, we just want you to be yourself. Like, do this as if it's just you. Like, no preconceived notion of who you have to be or how you have to present it. How would Andrea deliver this if she was blank and blank and blank? And if you were, how would Andrea feel? Like, how would she, what does she look like? What does she feel like when she's spunky, when she's flirty, when she's this? And be that, just be yourself. So I had lots of freedom to play with those emotions and just be exactly who I am and be totally unapologetic for it. And in the song, creating, you know, the riffs at the end for Anne Boleyn, that was all because Toby just wanted me to play. And so it came from a place of like playing and exploring my range and using it for the song.
Yeah, totally. Well, I guess also kind of like my favorite thing about Six is all like I can use it to like ace my like social studies tests.
Yeah.
I mean, for like my past listeners who have been listening since the beginning, I said I listened to Six, aced a test. Listened to all these historical musicals, aced a test.
Yeah. Isn't that great how, you know, education is coming to be through, you know, music and art? And yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. And then like, I'm super ready because like we're studying the medieval ages right now in my class. So I'm super excited to just drop all like my Six knowledge on everyone.
Yeah. You're going to do so well. And it's going to be so amazing. They're going to be like, oh my God, I never even knew that. And then everyone will want to learn about the wives of Henry VIII.
Yes. So, moving with the Broadway shutdown, which has definitely affected a lot of people in so many different ways, how has the Broadway shutdown affected you as an actor and personally?
I mean, as an actor, I'm obviously out of work. Like, I'm not performing, but I've had the opportunity to, you know, create some cool things that I probably would have never had the time for had I been on Broadway. So that has allowed me to give people opportunities to, you know, get mentorship and perform. I created something called Belt Fest, and it was, you know, a musical showcase about like with 10 Filipino local artists singing their hearts out. Like I would have never been able to do that if I was on Broadway. So that was something I got to create. So it still definitely fueled my fire. And personally, I think this time has allowed me to really sit with my emotions and with my feelings. And I'm very aware of where my opportunities are as a human being, where I need to, you know, show myself more love and be more gentle with myself when it comes to things that might provoke anxiety. So I feel like a lot of my learning is of self-love in these last few months, and that has been quite the journey. I've also just been a human being and not this like actor person. So being a human being, I get to, you know, explore that more and learn more about myself and just show myself more compassion. And in turn, you know, like that allows me to show up for the people I care about the most in the most, you know, loving and positive way.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think definitely like the pandemic has so many like downsides, but like there's so many upsides too, like artists and beyond, literally kind of like just like being able to take lessons and meet these people who like you never would have unless this happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten, you know, like sitting down with you today and, you know, doing lessons with people in Europe and doing lessons with people in California. And it's connects me to so many of you. And I feel really, really grateful that we get this opportunity to do it.
Yeah. Another thing that I like, sorry.
Okay.
That you said that I really liked was when you were talking about just kind of like self-love, because during the pandemic, like as someone who deals with a lot of anxiety and stress, the pandemic has been like a good kind of like unwinding moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes that can be daunting too, to just be alone with yourself. So it is really helpful to know that, you know, you're not alone in going through these feelings. And if you have people to reach out to, you know, reach out to them and share and connect. There's so much to say about like connection, because it's still very, very needed in our everyday lives. So
totally amazing. So kind of backtracking a bit, what shows did you do before you got kind of like the audition and kind of like the call for Six?
I think the last show that I did was a play. It was called Prairie Nurse, and it was in like a small town in rural Saskatchewan, Canada. And it was about two Filipino nurses who come to Canada to try and start like a new life. So that was the show that I did before Six. And before that, I had been in, I'd done a production of Heathers. I'd done a production of Avenue Q, Miss Saigon I did in the West Coast of Canada. So yeah, a couple. But Six is the biggest one ever. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. So obviously the shutdown happened like right before opening for Six. And what was, because I know definitely like if I were there, I'd be like, there's no opening until like who knows how long when. So what were you feeling in that moment?
Honestly, the cast as a whole, we were tired. We were very tired going into our opening because we had been doing the show for almost a year. So we'd been touring. We've been hopping from different states. So going into, you know, our previews and tech, we were working really, really hard. And by the time opening came around and we were told that we weren't going to open, we were obviously sad. But we were also, like, I remember kind of feeling relieved in the moment because I could finally have some time to rest my body, because my body needed it. And, you know, we were like, yeah, it's okay, we're gonna come back. And I guess as the weeks went on, that's when it really started to sink in. So my initial reaction was like, oh, it'll be fine, it's okay, because now we get to rest. Yay. But we didn't know how long it was going to be. So we only thought this is going to be a couple weeks. So we're going to get like a little vacay and it'll be fine. But on the day of, we were all in our apartments texting each other being like, so do we shower to get ready to do the show? Or like, do we just not, do I stay in my pajamas? I don't know. Yeah. So it was very, it was very bizarre.
Yeah, this entire COVID thing's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, we will be back. We have to just take care of one another, wear our masks, and do our due diligence to safely return to our workplaces.
Yeah. So moving in, we have some questions from some of my listeners.
Amazing.
Yes. one of them is, what advice would you give to young people who want to go on Broadway or enter the business?
The advice that I would give is to enter the business with an open heart, but also don't be afraid to say no. And always come from a place of love and kindness, an openness to collaborate, because that's the only way we're going to shake anything up in this industry. So, yeah, be open, but also, like, if you don't feel comfortable with things, you can say no.
That's good. That's really good advice. It's just like something to keep in mind, always be open-minded. And
yeah, absolutely.
So another one is it okay to want to be in the ensemble?
Yes, absolutely. Why would it not be okay? I feel like sometimes being in the ensemble is where you make the best relationships and where you have amazing memories. Like, I remember loving being and feeling like a part, like you're a part of a team, which is why, you know, the sixth cast is so close, is because no one is doing more than the other and we're all on the same level and we all understand one another and we're so in sync. So nothing wrong with wanting to be in the ensemble, and it's not just the ensemble. Like, it's a crucial part of any project. You're like the heartbeat of almost everything.
Amazing. So another one is, if you could be in any Broadway show other than Six, which one would you want to be in?
Right now?
Yeah.
Past
show, any kind of show.
Okay. I do, you know what? I've been listening to a lot of Evan Hansen lately, and I would love to play Evan Hansen one day. In my dream of dreams, like gender bend roles, Evan Hansen would be such a killer role to sing. That one, or Eurydice, would love to do Hadestown. And then a good old, just like, yeah, I don't know. Les Mis has always been like a fantasy of mine too.
Yeah, those are all amazing shows and dream roles and amazing. So what, if you could tell your younger self one thing, what would you tell them?
At this moment, if I saw a younger version of myself today, I would say, Andrea, don't take it too seriously. That's what I would say to my younger self right now, today. Yeah, don't take it too seriously. It's all going to work out.
Amazing. That's probably what even though, like, I'm 12, but it's probably what I would tell me, like, 8, 9, 10-year-old me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to, like, I mean, even at 12, like, I feel like sometimes now, you know, people your age are still very pressured to be some sort of, like, person or be this thing so that people can approve of it. And that's just not it. Just keep doing you. And it will all work out. The right people are going to be your friends. The right people are going to love you. And the right people are going to show up for you. You don't have to do anything but be yourself.
Totally, yeah. And then that also applies generally in theater, you know? It's like, you don't have to be a version of, like, someone else's, like, someone else playing a character.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we watch the arts, is because we want to see different parts of ourselves through different people.
Yeah, amazing. So, kind of, again, backtracking a bit, when you, like, first day of rehearsals for Six, what was, like, for you and the cast? I mean, obviously you said, like, you guys kind of knew each other before from the auditions. But, like, for you guys, did it kind of take some, like, getting used to, kind of, like, getting to know each other, or did it just kind of, like, click immediately?
It just clicked. That was, yeah. And it's so rare and magical, because the minute that we had our first, the start of our first day, we were so excited to be with each other. Just so excited. And in that, there was no, like, taking time. Obviously, as the months go by, you start to, you know, get to know the other ladies and you know, oh, she doesn't want to talk this, like, she's going through something. She'll either need a hug or she just needs to be left alone. And or if it's like, oh, No, she's literally just hungry. It's fine. Like, we can clock that right away. And that's sisterhood, you know? That's growing up with sisters. Like, I know exactly how my sister is. And I know what to do when she's this way or this way or this way. And that was the exact same thing with the girls. And it's been lovely, because now we know each other. And we didn't have to go through, like, a weird, hey, getting to know you and what's your favorite color. It just naturally all happened because we established such closeness day one.
Got it. So it was kind of just like one moment, shablam.
Yeah. Yeah. We were very, very excited day one.
So if you could perform anywhere in the world, where would you want to perform?
Honestly, I'd... Like, do you mean a show, or do you mean, like, doing a production of a show in another country, or do you mean, like, on any stage?
Like, on any stage. It doesn't have to be a show. It could be, like, anything. Just...
I'd really like to perform at Coachella.
Yes.
Yeah. I really want someone to just make me a pop album, and then I would perform it at Coachella. That's what I want.
Amazing. Well, thank you for coming today. I'm just going to snap a quick picture.
Yeah.
Let me find my screenshotty thingy. Great. Well, I got it. Thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I guess I can't say thank you enough.
No, I'm so happy that we did this. Thank you so much for doing that. And I wish you all the best on your podcast. It's amazing that you're doing it and you're only 12. That is bananas to me. And yeah, you're incredible. So thank you.
Thank you. That means so much coming from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a fantastic day.
You too, honey.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Theater Talk. As you can tell from the interview, Andrea was so incredibly kind. And when Broadway reopens, go watch Six, because I guarantee you're going to have so much fun. So, with that, another episode comes to an end. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Stay safe, wear your mask, and I'll see you guys all again next week. Bye!